Welcome to Quello Pod. This is Cynthia Morras, Director of Digital Community here at Quello. As always, my co-host is John Dickerson, CEO of Quello. In this week's episode, we are exploring LifeCourse Connect's powerful suite of platforms from LifeCourse technology partners. We have a special guest, our friend and colleague, Mark Klein from Quello, who is working with several states to introduce this exciting program. Stay tuned for another wonderful conversation. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us this week.
Hey, Cynthia. Thanks for having me.
To get started, Mark, can you please explain to our audience what is LifeCourse Connect?
Sure.
I know you answer this question multiple times a week.
Well, that's great because really LifeCourse Connect can be a lot of things to different people. But at its basis, what LifeCourse Connect is, it's a digital platform for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families that helps them build higher expectations through educational, engaging, and inspirational content from peers and state leadership. It has a bunch of features built into it to help guide them through their day and also make sure that they're tracking their progress towards their goals. The way we see it most often used is on a digital phone or on a tablet, but also can be used on a computer desktop as well.
Mark, you've seen some great work around the country as people are getting exposed to this and the power of LifeCourse. You know, as you listen to folks, I want to share a story about one mom that, having gone through the exposure to this, shared with me that through LifeCourse Connect, she was asked a question about what are her daughter's gifts. And at 14 years old, her daughter had never been identified as having gifts before. And this is one of the powers of LifeCourse and LifeCourse Connect, because it starts building on strengths. And that's one of the beauties, as you talked about this platform and how it can be different for every person. What are you seeing as you've shared this with families and self-advocates around the country in their reaction to this?
Well, John, I mean, that's a great story, and we keep seeing more and more of that. And, you know, to dovetail off of that, it's not only, you know, that empowerment that individuals and families are seeing what's possible instead of always living with the, you know, what we can't do. One of the other really strong components of LifeCourse Connect is the ability to connect with your circle and network of support. So no longer is it the individual or, you know, that primary caregiver within the family who are dealing with day-to-day, not only decisions, but also wins and great outcomes. So through LifeCourse Connect, you know, we allow circles of sharing so you can keep family and friends and important people in your life up to date with what's happening. So it's not just about scheduling and where, you know, an individual needs to be at a particular time, but it's also a great platform, a great way to share those successes of becoming employee of the month or, you know, cooking dinner on their own, spending the evening, you know, by themselves in independent living. So those are the little successes that just keep popping up as we work with multiple states here on implementing LifeCourse Connect.
Well, that's something that's really important, Mark, because when you talked about this, you use a term that is really interesting in a couple of different ways. When you talk about your everyday plan, you know, everybody that's on a waiver or in a program is used to doing an annual plan. Whether you're in school and special ed or you're in adult services, you have these formal plans you do. But you talk about your everyday plan and your plan in your pocket. And unpack that a little bit for us, would you?
Absolutely. So, you know, no longer is this just a monthly or quarterly or sometimes even an annual process to go and build out a plan, set goals, you put in the work, and then it just sits on a shelf somewhere until the next time you have a check-in. Now you truly do have your plan in your pocket. So if we're watching videos on Quello Connect and we see someone who has gone and shared, you know, how they built their resume, I can instantaneously go into my LifeCourse Connect profile and add goals, and not just, you know, a stationary goal of build a resume, but maybe there's several tips and tricks that were shared that I can add as tasks along the way to make sure I'm building out the best piece. And so instead of, you know, seeing something, having a conversation, and hopefully I'll remember to bring that information back to, you know, our old plans that are written out in paper and are sitting under a stack of you know, a pile of paper somewhere on the desk, I can just break out my phone, go and add that task in. And then again, I have the ability to share that with others who are supporting me as I'm looking for a job.
You know, and that's such an important piece of this. You know, the work at Vanderbilt University shared how important that support and encouragement you got from those around you was in getting higher outcomes. Because sometimes you can feel alone in how that happens. I know, Cynthia, you were recently with a group of families that English was their second language, but they were coming together and one drove over an hour to come together because they wanted to be part of a community and they wanted to learn from one another. And this set of tools could really be helpful for families, don't you think, in bringing in that sense of community together?
Yes, I think it is. It can be very helpful, especially how accessible this is, right? And how you rely on one another to learn how to navigate this. Because like we've mentioned many times, there is no book on how to be a great parent, period. But there is also no book on how to navigate the IDD community. And with technology changing every day, I think one of the best ways for us and for folks to learn is from one another, whether that's on how to use technology or the benefits, right? Just how we rely on folks to give us review. Oh, what's the best school? Oh, what activity, you know, did you enroll your son in for summer school? What are some of the best teachers to teach my young child how to swim? Just how we rely on that word of mouth review. This is also another great form.
That's so true. And Mark, you shared a story the other day about a mom who recorded on Quillo Connect around one of her goals. And if you remember that, it struck with me because their daughter came home from work and was going to be alone for a while at home. And this was a new experience for her. So they recorded a series of videos for Quillo Connect just to remind her what she needed to do when she got home. Can you share a little bit more about that and how that worked for them?
Yeah, so, you know, it goes beyond just the traditional plan and answering questions and setting goals. You know, it's when we talk about engaging individuals as well as their circles and network of support, it's very active. And so what you're referring to, John, is the ability to go and catalog, you know, whether it's specific instructions on how to do something, or, you know, what we've really seen even more impressive is capturing those life moments, those great moments that we can save to consume at a later date. But it's a powerful tool that allows, you know, not only to bring multiple people into seeing what an individual needs to accomplish this day, whether it's actual scheduling prioritization and I need to be here and there at certain times, but also start setting that future planning. So, you know, giving that final 60 seconds of encouragement that yes, you can be independent and here are the things you're going to do while you're home alone, whether it's emptying the dishwasher or maybe prepping dinner, but just that additional guidance that we can go and physically see and interact with.
Thanks for that, Mark. And can you clarify for our audience right now who has access to Life Course Online and also what makes it safe?
Yeah, so great questions, right? Right now, access is granted. We're partnering with multiple states to go and grant access to their IDD population, typically within certain segments right now as we're growing it out. And so, you know, what will happen is we'll identify a group of individuals, grant them access, get them trained on the platform, make sure that they're familiar with using it. And then we encourage them and train them on how to invite others into their circle and network of support. So they have, you know, everyone that they want to interact with has a seat at the table, the digital table within LifeCourse Connect. And in terms of safe, you know, there's the tech side where we're HIPAA and SOC 2 compliant, but really for the individuals and families, you know, this is what has been one of the largest pieces since our genesis, is making sure that LifeCourse Connect and all of its components are a safe space for all users. So, you know, this differentiates itself greatly from other online communities, because you can just go and find people and all kinds of issues can pop up. Here, individuals have to be invited to participate, and you have to have access to, say, an email to actually invite them into your circle or into your LifeCourse Connect platform. So really just always have a focus, you know, as we continue to grow and our roadmap builds out, that's always going to be one of the key questions we ask first and last, is this safe? Who has access? And how can we make sure that this always stays a positive space for folks?
Just be clear, that's really a good point. I can't just join your circle. I can't find you online and join your circle and see your messaging. You have to actively invite me in. So you control who gets into your circle and who can see your messaging. Is that correct?
100% correct, yes. So, and even when we allow the ability for two-way communication through video messaging within these circles, only the individuals within that particular circle can see that information. So this isn't something that you're going to stumble across and say, hey, this looks interesting. Let me see what's going on here. Someone has to actively invite you to participate, not only in their circles, but also in the platform in general.
I think that's really an important piece. And, you know, as you think about this, and as you talk about, as the ideas come in from people and the future roadmap of what we can do with LifeCourse Connect to make it more relevant and dynamic for people, there's just no ending of the ideas we're getting from folks as they see the power of this and the sense of that everyday plan that, yes, my overall annual goal is to help get a job that I love. But now in LifeCourse Connect, I can set up goals, have a calendar, and begin saying, here are the things I'm going to do this month, and invite all people that can help me with this. And that's to me such a powerful, meaningful way to take what is an annual big goal and break it down into something that really is.
Well, absolutely, John. And no longer is it just, you know, kind of pass fail. Did you or did you not achieve this goal? This allows for, you know, daily reflection and check-in to see how are you progressing? What is your trajectory towards particular goals? And so, you know, one goal may have 10 defined tasks that we can check off along the way, which really helps, you know, cut down on frustration because you feel like you don't see any momentum towards success. You know, we allow for those who are participating and helping to engage in multiple ways. So if say an individual's out with a job coach can go and leave a couple of quick notes or review a particular interview, share with the individual or their family next steps, just so nothing is lost. It's all there. It's easy to go back and trace on. And you know, we see that kind of accessibility throughout the platform. You know, one of my favorite features of LifeCourse online is the ability when, say the individual, they want to get somewhere, but they don't have transportation in that moment, they can go and put out an instantaneous call to everyone within their network and circle of support to say, hey, I'd love to get to this job fair Thursday evening at 5:30, but I don't have a ride. Can anyone help me? And it allows those individuals who have been invited into their circle to raise their hand instantaneously, let everyone know, yes, I can bring, you know, Sarah to the job fair. I'll pick you up at 5:15 and we'll be ready to go, resume in hand. So we're just constantly looking for ways to engage that broader network and circles of support.
And the beauty of this also is it goes beyond your budget or beyond your IEP or your official plan to look at a whole life and addressing things like, how do I find more friends? How do I build a spiritual home if that's something that I'm choosing along the way? How do I feel safer in my community? That it's looking at everybody of where they're at and what's important to them about what they would like to see to build that good life. And that's what we're all about here at Life Course Connect and Quillo Connect. And Mark, this is really exciting. We'll be putting your contact information at the end of the podcast. So people, anybody wants to learn a little bit more information, they can reach out to you as you begin working on these states and where we begin rolling this out. Any last little messages you'd like to share with families and or self-advocates about the things you've seen in the power of Life Course Connect?
You know, I just real quick, I think in a general sense, John, where we've seen this really transform individuals' lives and take hold are those who embrace technology. It's the way we're moving. And once we get over the hurdle of, you know, they can't, he can't, she can't, and just see what's possible, it's instantaneous, both the gratification, but instantaneous, you know, opening of the eyes to what's possible and how this is going to aid in living the good life.
Well, Mark, thank you so much. And thank you to our audience and Cynthia for being here today as we looked at this exciting new set of platforms, Life Course Connect. For those of you that like more information, you can always reach us at quillopod@myquillo.com. And we'll be putting in Mark's email at mark@lifecourseconnect.com, who you can reach out to as well and learn more about this. As one of our action steps, we always ask you to look at one thing and think about your life and what would an everyday plan to make your life look like. And every journey starts with that first step of creating a plan. Thanks, Mark, for being with us, and Cynthia as well. It's always fun as we explore the next conversation. Look
Thanks,
forward
everyone.
To
telling
you. Great to be with you all.